Deep full breaths. Relax your jaw and your shoulders. And tune in. Open up. Open up your heart. Invite your wealth code in. Invite your archetypes in. Invite your guides in. Realize your connection with the source of your being. Realize your connection with source, with the divine. You are so guided. You are so held. You are so loved. Come into full communion with yourself, with the divine. Allow yourself to drop into your heart, your sacred space. You may even want to allow that sacred space to show up for you, whether that's a beautiful place in nature or a cozy room or whatever it might be. And let this question drop into your heart. What is currently breaking down in your life or about to? What is currently breaking down in your life or about to? When you're ready, write that down. And tune right back in as soon as you write that down. And tell yourself the truth. What are your fears about breaking through this? What are your fears about this breakthrough? Or what you're being called to break through? You know, is there a fear of losing loved ones? You know, is it a fear of not having, you know, your safety or your financial security? Is it worthiness fear? What is your fear? Fears are stuck parts of ourselves, love moving in the wrong direction, and it's hiding in the past, keeping us sort of hostage in the present in a certain way. And all we have to do is bring our fears into the light. You've done this many times. So once you have those fears down, listen to the language, listen to the words those fears are telling you. And what are they telling you to believe will happen if you actually let go, surrender, or break through? What are the fears telling you to believe? So this is the beliefs, basically, but it's just another way for me to elicit that for you. What are the fears telling you? You can't, you know, you'll never find somebody else, you know, you're not good enough, you've got to get it right, it's not okay to let others down. What are the beliefs? So write those beliefs down. Awareness precedes change. And when we bring what's lurking about in our unconscious into the light, then we can start to get present with it and we can move through it. Simple question. Whatever those beliefs are, whatever that fear is, but whatever the beliefs are, you know, is this true or are they true? Simple yes or no. And breathe through your heart, get into present time, and answer that. Is it actually true? Hopefully you circled no. And if you are in and you really feel like yes, it is true, then that's a key that you're going to We're going to still move through this process, but you're going to want to go and do a clearing process on those beliefs and then come back to this process. A lot of times just admitting to ourselves that, yeah, I do have that fear and I do have that belief and it's not actually true allows us to have a different perspective and a different relationship with that fear. So tuning back into your heart. When I break through, what might be possible for me on the other side of this breakdown? What might be possible? What might be possible? On the other side of this, what's possible for me? Just even if you can see just a little bit of what's possible, it can be so incredibly powerful. The freedom, the level of peace, the possibility of moving your gifts out into the world in a bigger, better way. A new relationship, the kind of love you've always wanted, like what might be possible for you? What's the gift that this breakdown is leading you to? And all you have to do is break through. And you've got it, write it down. Now I want to invite you to take those beliefs and those fears and to surrender them to the divine. To surrender them. And literally take those beliefs, take those fears, and they are energy locked up, moving in the wrong direction. You have support. And by surrender, just let them go. Put them in the hands of the divine, however that organically happens for you. And know that you have help, you have guidance. You are not alone with this. Take another deep, full breath. And tune into your heart, asking your heart to give you clarity. What is the, if I did know, what my heart, the clarity my heart wants to give me today that will help me break through. What is that piece of clarity? If I did know what it is that my heart is just, oh, that piece of clarity my heart wants to give me. Oh, I just want you to know this. Or just do this. The piece of clarity your heart has for you. Tune into what that is. And when you're ready, you've got it, go with the first thing. Write it down. Don't judge it, just write it down. And it may be a piece of clarity you already have, and you just needed to hear it again. There's no mistakes. And tuning into what's one inspired action that you can take to support yourself in the breakthrough, using that clarity that you just got. What is one inspired action you can take to break through? Just one inspired action step to break through. It'll be based on the clarity you've received. Again, just you need the first step, and you can just take one step every day. Write that down. Make a commitment to yourself to take that inspired action step, even when you're going to take it. And tune into what archetype or archetypes are here to support you with this breakthrough. What archetype or archetypes are here to support you with this breakthrough? Tune in, open up to that, see which one comes up for you. Of course, you can use the card deck to pull one if you like. And when you've got that, write that down as well. And really look at that archetype and look at the shadow side and take time to look at the shadow side and look at the gifts, even if you think you know this archetype, because there's something in there that maybe you haven't recognized before. It's really going to help you with this breakthrough.